Preventing Democrats from court packing the Supreme Court. Texas border business, Washington, D.C., U.S. Senator Ted Cruz, R. Texas, a member of the Senate Judiciary Committee and chairman of the Subcommittee on Federal Courts, Oversight, Agency Action, and Federal Rights, introduced a constitutional amendment to maintain a total of 9 Supreme Court justices on the bench at a time. Once approved by Congress, the amendment would go to the states for ratification. Upon introduction, Sen. Cruz said, "For years, Democrats have openly said they intend to pack the Supreme Court. They seek to use the court to advance policy goals they can't accomplish electorally. Such a move would be a direct assault on the design of our Constitution, which is designed to ensure the Supreme Court remains a nonpartisan guardian of the rule of law. This amendment is a badly needed check on their efforts to undermine the integrity of the court." Senator Grassley said, "Democrats' radical court packing scheme would erase the legitimacy of the Supreme Court and destroy historic precedent. The court is a co-equal branch of government, and our Keep 9 amendment will ensure that it remains independent from political pressure." Senator Cornyn said, "Democrats have turned the legal system into a vehicle for advancing policy goals they can't achieve at the ballot box or in Congress. I'm proud to join Senator Cruz in supporting this resolution calling for a constitutional amendment to prevent the Democrats from packing the court and undermining the rule of law." Senator Lee said, "It is vital that we protect the independence and integrity of the Supreme Court. Radical Democrats will not stop trying to rig the decisions they want through court packing, and this legislation would permanently take that dangerous option off the table." Senator Crapo said, "Throughout our nation's history, the Supreme Court has successfully safeguarded our Constitution. Packing the court would unnecessarily increase partisanship within the institution, creating greater challenges in settling the pressing cases that matter to Americans in a constitutional and just way." Senator Capito said, "A 9-justice court has worked for our country for more than 150 years. Increasing that number in a partisan effort to achieve a desired policy result is a never-ending proposition. If court packing were pursued, respect for the Supreme Court would plummet and the checks and balances of our constitutional order would be threatened. We should preserve our independent judiciary by closing the door to the Democrats' radical court packing proposals." Senator Blackburn said, "The radical left wants to pack the Supreme Court to implement their socialist agenda. The number of justices on our nation's highest court should stay the same regardless of which party is in power." Senator Cassidy said, "Packing the courts to achieve a preordained outcome is not what our founding fathers had in mind. 9 justices has been a good number for 156 years, I'm sure it will be for another 156. Senator Young said, "Though there is less talk about court packing these days from Democrats, adding to the Supreme Court remains a bad idea. I am again supporting this legislation to protect the constitutional credibility of the Supreme Court." Senator Hyde Smith said, "The Supreme Court was designed by our founders to protect justice, not be used as a political pawn. We need to keep it that way. Packing the court for political leverage destabilizes the integrity of the institution and is dangerous for our country. If this constitutional amendment is approved by Congress and the states, the issue will be settled for good." Senator Banks said, "Americans forcefully rejected Democrats at the ballot box last year. Their backup plan is to override the will of the voters by packing the court. This amendment crushes that plan." Senator Risch said, "Democrats' attempts to pack the Supreme Court with radical appointees undermines our democracy and American confidence in our judicial system. The Keep 9 constitutional amendment would ensure justices focus on upholding the rule of law rather than legislating from the bench." The proposed constitutional amendment was co-sponsored by Sens. Chuck Grassley, R. Iowa, John Cornyn, R. Texas, Mike Lee, R. Utah, Mike Crapo, R. Idaho, Shelley Moore Capito, R. WVA, Marsha Blackburn, R. 10, Bill Cassidy, R. La, Todd Young, R. Eind, Cindy Hyde Smith, R. Miss, Jim Banks, R. Eind, Jim Risch, R. Idaho, Tom Tillis, RNC, Bill Hagerty, R. 10, Katie Britt, R. Alla, Tim Sheehy, R. Mont, Roger Wicker, R. Miss, and Deb Fisher, R. Neb. Read the complete text of the amendment here. Background. Senator Cruz previously introduced this amendment in 2023 and 2020. Over the past several years, top Democrats have pledged to expand the number of justices on the Supreme Court when they are able to. Former Vice President Kamala Harris said, "We are on the verge of a crisis of confidence in the Supreme Court. We have to take this challenge head on, and everything is on the table to do that." Senator Ed Markey, D-Mass. Posted online, "Mitch McConnell set the precedent. No Supreme Court vacancies filled in an election year. If he violates it, when Democrats control the Senate in the next Congress, we must abolish the filibuster and expand the Supreme Court." Senator Mazie Hirono, D. Hawaii, called court packing "long overdue court reform." Senator Elizabeth Warren, D. Mass., said, "I'm open, opening square bracket ellipsis closing square bracket. Actually, I mean, we could, opening square bracket ellipsis closing square bracket. Look, there are a lot of different ways to do it. The number of people on the Supreme Court is not constitutionally constricted." Meanwhile, Democrats, including Joe Biden, falsely called Senate Republicans' efforts to confirm Judge Barrett court packing. Senator Cruz has said, "Court packing does not mean nominating a justice to fill a vacancy. Opening square bracket ellipsis closing square bracket. It is expanding the number of justices." And, you know, Joe Biden in 1983 said court packing was a boneheaded idea, and now that boneheaded idea I think is their agenda number one if they win on election day.